Her take on the international sensation, the girl with the dragon tattoo, runs nightly from the 7th until the 12th. January 19th, it's a classic double hitter, with the boys in the band at 7, followed by My Own Private Idaho. Friday the 20th, the Rio shakes things up a bit with White Horse live in concert. Midnight movies this month include The Shawshank Redemption, The Shining, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and the Rocky Horror Picture Show. For more details on any of these or other events, go to riotheater.ca.
This is Zoe from the Bayonets, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Going high. Fat joy, everybody. This is Gak. Exploding Head Movies is about to start up here. And, of course, with that Rio Theater out of, we all know at this point that the Rio temporarily, maybe permanently, but I'm going to say temporary because I'm optimistic, will not be showing movies at this point anymore as the acquisition of their liquor license. So at the very least, they're still going to have live performances and everything else that will not be on the silver screen. But I hear from Exploding Head Movies, we prefer things on the screen in one way or another, but at the very least, I'm coming into your ears right now.
Hey.
we get funky here. Kicking off the first day of the Chinese Lunar Year, as we enter the Year of the Dragon, representing all dragons here. Hala. We start off with a little bit from the 1978 live-action CBS version of The Amazing Spider-Man, which starred Nicholas Hammond as Peter Parker. So, no, that wasn't the 60s cartoon or the Electric Company version. That was Stu Phillips, Dana Kaproff, and Johnny Spence, and that was The Dragon's Challenge. And then we heard the title track to Little Dragon's latest album, Ritual Union. And Little Dragon are from Gothenburg, Sweden. Along with their own synth-pop albums, all the members from Little Dragon recently guested on a few songs off the recent Gorillaz album, Plastic Beach. And both Gorillaz and Little Dragon toured together in 2010. And in the background, this is Motown guitarist Dennis Coffey. He's covering Lalo Schifrin's theme to the 1970 Bruce Lee film, Enter the Dragon. And this is originally off the 1974 album, Instant Coffee. So this is Exploding Head Movies. Zero cinematically inspired program here broadcast on UBC's fire-breathing community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM, 88.5 shock cable, www.citr.ca, out of UBC campus here in Vancouver. My name's Gak, and I'll be the captain of this listing ship here until 9 p.m. You can call the station at 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. So hopefully you had a fine weekend as the new moon sets in, the year of the water dragon starts. Fantastic times. And yeah, we're going to have a little bit of a dragon theme through the entire episode. Of course, it was a couple of weeks ago that I did profile the girl with the dragon tattoo. We'll see how time permits. I might dig up one track that's on there, but Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross's score, personally, I think it will be up for an Oscar. And with the Oscar nominations due tomorrow morning, bright and early, the next 4 weeks, we'll be focusing on all those nominated scores. But we're going to profile a score that wasn't I don't think it'll be nominated, but it's Chris Bacon's work for last year's Source Code. We'll profile that later in the show, and then, yeah, more dragon-related nuggets. But we're going to start off with a single from the forthcoming sophomore album, Reign of Terror, by New York noise duo Sleigh Bells. Reign of Terror will be out next month. So coming up from Sleigh Bells, this is Comeback Kid. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Are you walking to class? Are you grabbing a coffee? Got lunch hour to kill? We invite you to fill the silence of your day with the sound of some live music. Music on the Mind? UBC's newest student concert initiative invites the School of Music out of the concert hall into the schoolyard. 10 concerts at 5 venues on one campus. Let's get music on the mind at UBC. For more information, visit ubcmusiconthemind.com. Sponsored by CITR Radio, Vancouver, BC.
From a place that knows the cold quite well, Montreal, those were the Loyas with Cold Canada. And that's something that we Vancouverites actually experienced last week. And that's off last year's Too Beautiful to Work album. And as they posted on Facebook, they're starting to record their new album next month. And before the Loyas, we heard the Pack AD with Sirens. And that's off last year's Unpersons album through the Mighty Mint Records. And the East Fangirls are about to kick up a tour with Elliot Brood next month. But they do have a few shows that they are headlining, including this Saturday, January 28th at the Rickshaw Theater. They'll be joined by Pierced Arrows and Black Wizard. And if you're in Victoria on Groundhog's Day, the Pack 80 play Club 919. And then we started that set off with Sleigh Bells. And that was Comeback Kid. And that's coming off their forthcoming album, Reign of Terror. You're listening to CITR Vancouver here. I'm Gak. This is Exploding Head Movies. And it's time to get some modern R&B on you here. We're going to start off with Gautier It's the alias of Wouter de Backer, a Belgian-Australian singer-songwriter. He's also a member of the Melbourne indie band The Basics. Although both Gautier and The Basics have made the charts in Australia since the mid-2000s, it wasn't until last year's Gautier album, Making Mirrors, when international acclaim struck. His April 8th show at the Vogue Theatre is sold out, which is the case for most of his dates on his North American tour. So here's Gautier with I Feel Better.
Die! could win so many ways, so many ways it can go. Cause nobody feels the way that I feel when I'm alone. So if I say that I won't call, then lying comes natural to me. You probably could have had it all. You could have been that lonely star if we just swing home. Ooh, if we just swing home. Hey, if we just swing home. If we just swing home. If we just swing home. Ooh, baby, if we just swing home.
All right. Another track there about Montreal, and that was actually just called Montreal, and that was The Weeknd off their third and final EP. And man, he was just releasing music like crazy in 2011. Third and final EP, which was Echoes of Silence. And actually, if you do pick up that EP, download for free off of The Weeknd site. It has a discreet Michael Jackson cover to start things off. And the man behind Weeknd, which is Abel Tesfaye, is starting to become a bit more visible now. Aside from some recent dates in Ottawa and London, he's made a call out for musicians in advance for some proper tour. And of all things, he's going to be playing at Coachella, for those of you who snagged tickets before those two weekends in April sold out. So it was a busy weekend for The Weeknd and whatnot. But if those of you going to Coachella, Pulp reunited. That should be fantastic. We are The Weeknd's from Toronto, and so we'll stay in Toronto, but there's a little bit of a Halifax in the mix here. Got this track from a listener via the man himself. And Word Burglar is the alias of Sean Jordan. He's a rapper who does a bit of stand-up and sketch comedy on the side, but primarily he is a hip-hop man. His lyrics are dense with geek references, and he's actually in the midst of preparing a follow-up to 2006's Burglaritis, though he did release a compilation of rarities and B-sides called Burgie's Basement in 2010. So this is a track from Word Burglar's forthcoming album, due sometime unnamed at present. This is Forward Front Racer.
Hailing from another universe, kinda like Star Brand, and packing more quantum than Quasar's armbands. More styles than DC's got Starmans, and I know what's under all of your masks, like Guar fans. But for now, you can keep your secret identity. Jerry O'Connell was Captain Marvel, stop offending me. You're Googling Wikipedia entries, well I'm YouTubing videos of me dissing the century. Don't start me on century or goddamn force works, not worthy of Avengers and barely some short squirts. But from Apocalypse to Optimus to Zizax, I rip tracks with this crap. Google Plus me for your quiz facts. Go ahead, I'm waiting, man, just ask Bergie. You know I'm the king of this shit, like Jack Kirby. Not a passing fad dad, you sad Furby. I'm sicker than if Morbius the living vampire had scurvy. I don't read weird manga, that's pervy. And that's not R.O.B., that's Herbie. Yeah, you heard me, it's Werbergie. This is just how I live, what's nerdy? I'm a front-faced true believer, hail the reader. Alpha Flight, love beavers.
Cyclops is the best X-Men leader. Walking Dead don't need shoes or sneakers. I'm a front-faced true believer. Hail the reader. Alpha Flight, love beavers. Cyclops is the best X-Men leader. And Walking Dead don't need shoes or sneakers. Green Lantern, Sinestro Corps. I played Sega, but always liked Nintendo more. From Konami to Capcom, since at least about 10. The best G.I. Joe episode? Worlds Without End. Yeah, yeah, of course, parts 1 and 2. If you like Inhumanoids or Visionaries, well, I'll probably befriend you. And like Tenchu, stealth assassins in this game for real. There's no help for has-beens or never was-es. Just do whatever he does-es, cause the buzzes. Molten Man melts whatever he touches. And I laugh when people ask if I'm nerdcore, cause if you ain't smart, what you listening to Berg for? I'm a third more man without 3D specs. Still buy Transformers and have freaky sex. The hunter-gatherer who keeps hoarding raps and can name most of the Star Wars supporting cast. A quarterback across the border in a sporting cap. Keeping it moving every day, cause, well, life's too short to nap. Plus I got stacks of four-color escapist fantasy. The only burglar the library granted amnesty. I'm a front-faced true believer. Hail the reader. Alpha Flight, we love beavers. Cyclops is the best X-Men leader. Walking Dead don't need shoes or sneakers.
I swear to God, I'm not wearing just my underwear right now. This is Beth.
Hi, this is Beth Ditto from The Gossip, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
No, yeah, this is the best thing in the world. You guys are going to be blown away.
I'm hoping that it's cause I'm living everything I want. I used to wake up in a bed between my mom and aunt, playing with this Land Before Time toy from Pizza Hut. My dad works nights, putting on a stone face. He's saving up so we can get our own place. In the projects, man, that sound fancy to me. They call me Fat Nose, my mom said, you handsome to me. Mrs. Glover, ma'am, your son is so advanced, but he's acting up in class and keeps being in his pants. And I just wanna fit in, but nobody was helping me out. They talking hood shit and I ain't know what that was about. Cause hood shit and black shit is super different. So I'm talking hood shit and cooling out like New Edition. Mom and dad wouldn't listen. They left the Bronx so I wouldn't be that. All their friends in NY deal crack. It's weird. You think that they'd be proud of them, but when you leave the hood, they think that you look down on them. The truth is, we still struggle on a different plane. $7 an hour, WIC vouchers, it's all the same. Facebook messaging, hoping that can patch up shit. But all they get now is, can your son read this script?
Well, we can miss it if we go outside, outside, outside. We can follow the road. There's a world we can visit if we go outside, outside.
Mama work at Mrs. Winner's. Gun pulled in her face, she still made dinner. Donald watched the meter so they don't turn the lights off. Working two jobs so I can get into that white school. And I hate it there. They all make fun of my clothes and wanna touch my hair. And my uncle on that stuff, I got my grandma shook. Drug dealers roughed him up and stole his address book. He's supposed to pay him back. He owe him money but his bank account is zero. So my mama made a sleep with Phillips heads under the pillow. Like that would do something. But she got six kids, she gotta do something. She don't want me in a lifestyle like my cousin. And he mad cause his father ain't around. He looking at me now like, why you so fucking lucky? I had a father too, but he ain't around, so I'ma take it out on you. We used to say I love you, now we only think that shit. It feels weird that you're the person I took sink baths with. Street took you over,
I want my cousin back. The world saying what you are because you're young and black. Don't believe him. You're still that kid who kept the older boys from teasing. For some reason.
Lots of foul language galore there, so listener discretion was advised. Please turn back the clock and cover your ears. We started off there with Word Burglars. That was Ford Front Racer. It's a teaser to whenever his next album comes out. And we just heard Childish Gambino with Outside off his debut album, Camp. And Childish Gambino is the alias of comedian Donald Glover, we best known as Tony Barnes from NBC's sitcom Community. And it ties into what we heard a little bit earlier there, since Glover was actually petitioned jokingly to be the next Spider-Man for the cinematic reboot due later this year. And the name Childish Gambino came through a Wu-Tang name generator. So I've been playing with that during the break here. And my full name actually translates to Fiendish Observational Comedian, which is far too appropriate for this fella here. And in the background, from the soundtrack to the video game Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, this is Anamanaguchi with Twin Dragons. And dragons are sort of pseudo-theme here through this show. In Wu-Tang, it's known as Gorky Zygotic Glove Puppet. You know it as Exploding Head Movies. My name is Monolithic Fishmonger X. You know me as Gak. And this station is Flippant Sea Creature. Or Flippant She Creature. You know it as CITR Vancouver. And this is the first day of the Year of the Dragon. Water Dragon, specifically, you're looking at it, and Water Dragon is eight-legged DJ in Wu-Tang Lang. So we're going to drop this Monty Python-esque nonsense here, and we're going to hop over to Harlem. 212 is a shout-out to the Manhattan area code, and it's the one of the singles that Azealia Banks released last year. Young Harlem rapper, released an insane amount of singles. She initially was signed as Miss Banks with a dollar sign to XL. She had a few early songs, including a Diplo Assist over a Ladytron track. Conflicts with XL occurred, so no album released. Banks moved to Montreal. And she wrote, uploaded some stuff to YouTube and included an Interpol cover there. So she actually just got signed to Universal, so hopefully a new album comes out, along with songs like Licorice and Need Some Love coming out. But again, listener discretion is advised here. Coming up is Azealia Banks here with 212.
The answer. I'm ready to dance when the vamp up. Then when I hit that dip, get your camera. You can see even that bitch shit the Tampa. And the DM that young sister beacon. The bitch who wants to compete. And I can freak fit that pump with the peep. And you know what your bitch become when her weave in. I just wanna sip that punch with your peeps. And sit in that lunch if you're treating. Kick it with your bitch who come from Parisian. She know where to get mine from in the season. Now she wanna lick my plum in the evening. And fit that tongue to deepen. I guess that cunt get anything. I guess that cunt get anything. I guess that can't get any in. I guess that can't get any in.
I was in 212 on the the uptown, ain't nigga, you know what's up, or don't you? Word of who made ya? I'm a rude bitch, nigga, what are you made up of? I'ma eat your food up, boo. I could bust your eight. I'ma do one, two. Fuck it, gun do. When you do make bucks, I'ma look right, nigga. Bet you do one, two. Fuck. Fuck them like you do one, two. Come, you gated, get discovered. I'm a 2-1 deuce. Cock a lickin' in the water by the blue bayou. Caught the worm goose. And you do rag too, son. Nigga, you're a Kool-Aid dude. Plus your bitch might lick it. Wonder who let you come to 1-2. What'd you do to crew, son? Fuck are you into, huh? Niggas better ooh run run. You could get shot, homie, if you want to. Put your guns up, tell your crew don't front. I'm a hoodlum, nigga, you know you were 2-1s. Bitch, I'm about to blue up too. I'm the 1-2 day, I'm the new Shifu, young Rapunzel. Who are you, bitch, new lunch? I'ma ruin you, cunt.
Ayo, ayo, I heard you riding with the same tall, telling them you made some, saying you're grinding, but you ain't going nowhere. No, why you procrastinate, girl? You got a lot, but you just where you start. Use it, they'll forget your name soon.
With the fifth cock, niggas, the 2-1-2. Fuck your gun, too. When your goon sprayed up, bet this bitch won't get him. Bet you won't do much. See, even if you do want to bust, you bitch, you get your cut and touch your crew up too. Pop, you playing with your butter like a boo, won't you? Cock the gun, too. Where you do eat, doom, hun? I'm fucking with your cutie cue. What's your dick like, homie? What are you into? What's the run, dude? Where do you wake up? Tell you, bitch, keep hating. I'm a new one, too, huh? See, I remember you when you were the young new face, but you do like to slumber, don't you? Now you boo up too, hun. I'ma ruin you, cunt.
What you want to do when I appear? But when I prepare, bitch, the end of your life is there. The ship in mine, mine. What you gonna do when I appear? But when I prepare, bitch, the end of your life is there. The ship in mine, mine. The ship in mine, mine. The ship in mine, mine.
What's here? But first, they have to find them. What's here? But first, they have to find them. What's here? But first, they have to find them. What's here?
Thursday, February 2nd, CITR is proud to present the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra at the Rickshaw Theater. Tickets to these Canadian post-rockers are available in advance at northerntickets.com and at the Northern Tickets box office located at the Vogue Theater on Granville Street. Advance tickets are also available at Redcat, Highlife, and Zulu Records. Doors are at 8 and the show starts at 9:30. Guests are to be announced. Again, that's the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra playing at the Rickshaw Theater February 2nd.
There on the mixer. So we started off with Azealia Banks with 212, more of a little peppy thing there. Then we heard sort of like a Boards of Canada sounding track there, and that comes from the 2008 Ghostly Swim compilation. That was Tycho, that was Cascade, and Ghostly International collaborated with Adult Swim for the Ghostly Swim compilation. And Scott Hansen is the man behind Tycho. He does a lot of great graphical design elements. If you go check out the ISO 50 blog, ISO 50, you'll get to see all the artwork he does. And his album Dive came out late last year. Then we just ended there with a smooth cover of the George Duke classic. That was Thundercat with For Love I Come. And that's off last year's debut, The Golden Age of Apocalypse. Thundercat is the alias of LA bassist Steven Brunner, And the Golden Age of Apocalypse was co-produced by Flying Lotus and is actually released on Flylo's record label called Brain Feeder. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver, 101.9 FM, 88.5 Shaw Cable, www.citr.ca. So stay tuned. We're going to bring up some, unfortunately, some recently deceased soul funk R&B artists, some who definitely had influence on who we've heard before. But first up, coming up in next month is this fantastic project. It's hosted by the guys out of Montreal. And stay tuned, because there's some fantastic things that come up. So stay tuned February 23rd for this marathon.
Tune in to the 10th Annual Homelessness Marathon, a 14-hour cross-Canada live broadcast on housing and homeless issues. Housing is a right.
There's no excuse why there should be homelessness, and there's no excuse why people should be going hungry in the city of Montreal.
The Homelessness Marathon will be broadcast on over 30 campus community radio stations across Canada. Tune in to your local station from sundown to sunup from February 22nd to the 23rd, 2012. Or go to ckut.ca/homeless to listen online. For more information or to participate, contact marathon@ckut.ca.
I'm here to make it known that all peoples, especially the street peoples and the homeless peoples, have a right to mass media and do have a right to say whatever they feel is right to get themselves into better living conditions.
What we're going to do right here is go back, way back, back into time, when the only people that existed were troglodytes. Cavemen, cave women, Neanderthal, troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home, listening to his stereo. Sometimes he'd get up, try to do his thing. He'd begin to move, something like this. Dance, dance. When he got tired of dancing alone, he'd look in the mirror, he'd say, gotta find a woman, gotta find a woman, gotta find a woman, gotta find a woman. He'd go down to the lake, where all the girls would be swimming or washing clothes or something. He'd look around and just reach in and grab one. Come here. Come here. He'd grab her by the hair. You can't do that today, fellas, because it might come off. You'd have a piece of hair in your hand. She'd be swimming away from you. This one woman just laid there, wet and frightened. He said, move. Move. She got up. She was a big woman. Big woman. Her name was Bertha. Bertha Butt. One of the Butt sisters. He didn't care. He looked up, he said, suck it to me, 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 suck it to me. She looked down on him. She was ready to crush him, but she began to like him. She said, I'll suck it to you, daddy. He said, what? She said, I'll suck it to you, daddy. You know what he said? He started it all way back then. I ain't gonna lie to you. When she said, I'll suck it to you, daddy. He said, right on. Right on. Hot pants. Hot pants. Ugh.
What we're going to do there, or we just did there, is we went all the way back to 1972. That was the number 4 on the R&B charts there, number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100. That was the Jimmy Castor Bunch, and that was A Troglodyte, otherwise known as the Caveman Song, appropriate for any one of you right now on the paleo diet, the caveman diet, as it were. And amongst the Sock It To You Apart, this is the introduction of the Bertha Butt Boogie. Something that definitely was a staple of the Jimmy Castor repertoire afterwards. Now, Jimmy Castor was known as the everyman guy, since he was playing a lot of instruments at the time. And he started off as a doo-wop singer in New York. Wrote and recorded I Promise to Remember back in 1956. Substituted for Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers for a while there. Then he switched to the saxophone. And then a little bit more of the funk started coming out. In 1966, he had a single called Hey Leroy, Your Mama's Calling You. And in 1972, he formed the Jimmy Castor Bunch and had quite a success with a great sort of level of funk that way. And of course, heavily sampled hip-hop, rap, R&B, all that stuff. And actually, after the Beastie Boys used one of his songs, he was actually the first one to sue against sampling. Unfortunately, Mr. Castor died on the 16th of January, the age of 71, due to heart failure. So God rest in peace there, Jimmy Castor. Here's an Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. We are going to look at a couple of the recent R&B artists who passed away. And one of them actually is a Greek individual born Ioannis Alexandros Veliotis, but we know him better as Johnny Otis. And he actually had been in music for quite some time, and he was actually the father of Shuggy Otis. But what we're going to do is profile some of his funkier tracks, and then I'm going to talk over something released back in 1945. So from the 1968 album Cold Shot, this is something I was introduced through a David Holmes compilation. This is the Johnny Otis Show with Country Girl.
Hey, Johnny, look, man. Here she come, here she come. Chick I was telling you about the other day, man.
Ooh-wee, she's all right.
Yeah, man. She's deep in the waist, a waltz. Wide in the hips of a horse.
And she's so fine.
Great big country girl. I've seen it in the world.
Say, you know what, man? I can tell the way she walks, she ain't been here long.
Yeah, man, I was down the train station when she got here. She didn't have nothing up on her arm but a little paper sack. But you know something?
She's so bad.
Great big healthy country girl.
Well, oh, she's the finest thing.
Finest thing in the world.
Well, all right, Plant Sugar.
Man,
what's her name?
Man, it's 38, 24, 38.
And she's so fine. Hey!
Great big old healthy country girl.
Yes, she is. Oh, she's the sweetest thing.
Sweetest thing in the world.
Say, wait a minute now. Don't let her get away. Call her back, Dale.
And I'm only right here on this wall. Drink this beer and watch her walk. You heard me call a while ago, and I know you know, like I know. You can take foxes out of the country, but
what?
You can't get the country out of foxes.
Walk on, baby.
Alright.
Come on. Baby, 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 walk on. Say, what's she shaking like that for?
Gotta be jelly.
Well.
Come
in his hip pocket. Playing Sly in the family store.
There's the Johnny Otis Show again. From 1970's Cutting Up, that was the Watts Breakaway. And in the background, this is the Johnny Otis Orchestra, going back to 1945, 16-piece orchestra. One of the sort of like the last vestiges of the big band era. And this is their take on Harlem Nocturne, released on 78 RPM. Most of us actually know Johnny Otis for the song that he wrote, involving a nice sort of a Bo Diddley beat there. And that was Willie and the Hand Jive. Came out in 1958. Fantastic bit of music that way. And he was a band leader, playing in swings. He also played piano, vibraphone, drums, percussion vocals. He had a radio show on KPFA for a while. And he actually was a strong political guy as well, too, because he was a Greek individual growing up in New York, but he identified mostly with the black community there. So in the 1960s, he was highly proactive in making sure that they were able to represent properly in life, as it were. He also actually helped come up with Every Beat of My Heart. It was recorded by the Royals and Gladys Knight and the Pips. And he helped out with Hank Ballard and Little Willie John as well, too. Unfortunately, Johnny Otis passed away January 17th this year. One of the other things that Johnny Otis did is he discovered a young Jamisetta Hawkins. And one thing he did encourage was her to change her name. Just taking her first name, mixing up. So instead of Jamisetta, it became Etta James. And unfortunately, she passed away January 20th at the age of 73. She's a fantastic singer, powerful voice, able to convey a lot of emotions through whispers and whatnot. Songs like At Last, All I Could Do Was Cry, I Just Want to Make Love to You, and this song, which is one of my favorites here. So, from 1961, off the At Last album, here's Etta James with A Sunday Kind of Love. Stay tuned, we got some Dragon music coming up, along with Source Code. You're listening to CITR 1.9 FM, Vancouver.
Grabs you right here, doesn't it? That's my wild child, Mr. Clarence Gatemouth Brown. I'll remember April, all the Beat Boys. Now, ladies and gentlemen, one of my favorite singers, Miss Mittie Collier.
Tired of soulless radio? Tune in to Shake a Tail Feather with yours truly, DJ Jason, for the finest in classic soul and rhythm and blues. Late 50s to the early 70s, including lesser-known artists, regional hits, lost soul gems, and contemporary artists recording in that classic soul style. Listen alternate Sundays, 3 to 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Podcast at CITR.ca.
Hey, Mr. Freddie King, honey, what you going to do?
Towed out.
You towed out? Ain't this a shame? Go ahead.
Are you ready?
I want a Sunday kind of love. A love to last past Saturday night. And I'd like to know, it's more than love at first sight. And I want a Sunday kind of love. Oh yeah, yeah. I want a love that's on the square. Can't seem to find somebody, someone to care. And I'm on a lonely road that leads to nowhere. I need a Sunday kind of love. I do my Sunday a certain kind of lover who will show me the way in my arms. Need someone to enfold, to keep me warm when Mondays and Tuesdays grow cold. Love for all my life to have and to hold. Oh, and I want a Sunday kind of love. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't want a Monday, Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Thursday, Sunday, Sunday. I want a Sunday kind of love. Oh, yeah. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday kind of love. We'll be right back.
Oh, the perils of CDs. It's a shame because it's a new one and it sounded pretty good there. So that was off of Electrophone, the album. That was Beats Antique. And we just heard Sky Talk. And this is our Belly Dance Beats and World Music Collaborative project. They're actually doing the midst of a tour right now. So on today is the 23rd and then the 29th is, I think it's a Saturday or a Sunday. Anyways, January 29th at the Commodore Ballroom. Beats Antique will be playing with, along with Philistine. Victoria, January 31st, Club 919. And if you're up in Whistler Village, February 1st, Beats Antique plays the GLC. And in the background here, a little bit of John Powell from the soundtrack to How to Train Your Dragon. We're listening to a little bit of Dragon Training here. Nice little film. I actually managed to catch it over the holiday since it is one of my niece's favorites. Although it involves Scottish accented Vikings. A little off for the Scandinavian here. But so it goes. And what we're going to do is look at... Before I say anything else, though, John Powell, he was nominated last year for an Oscar for his work for How to Train a Dragon. Of course, it was won last year by Trent Reznor, Atticus Ross for the work for The Social Network. And we expect that The Girl, the Dragon, and Tattoo might be nominated once they're announced tomorrow, but we shall see. Don't think I have enough time to play something from that soundtrack, but I did profile like an hour and a half's worth of the three-hour thing on the first show of 2012. You can go check out the podcasts through www.citr.ca. I'm not sure if this soundtrack's going to be nominated or not. This is the work coming up is Chris Bacon from the Duncan Jones film Source Code. And Bacon's originally from Utah, but he's based out of Los Angeles. He's worked on mostly TV and adding additional music to various productions, but did work on Nanny McPhee Returns, Romeo and Juliet, Alpha and Omega. Wonderful stuff that way. And Source Code actually is the follow-up film by Duncan Jones after the 2010 film Moon. So, from the soundtrack to Source Code, we're going to listen to 8 Minutes here by Chris Bacon. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. From the film Source Code, starring Jake Gyllenhaal, about a soldier who transfers consciousness into a passenger on a train that seems to keep exploding as he goes back in time, or so-called, while he tries to figure out what happened. That was Source Code, and we just heard a few cues there by Utah composer Chris Bick. And we start off with 8 minutes, in reference to how much time Jake's character has each time to try to figure out what's happening. Then we heard Piecing It Together, and then we ended off there with Coulter Follows Derek. And in the background here, this is legendary British bandmaster Jack Parnell and his orchestra, and this is their take of the Lalo Schifrin track, or theme, to Enter the Dragon. And that's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up in a few short minutes, it is the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Then at midnight, it's Canada Post Rock. And it'll close the CITR Broadcasting Monday around 1 a.m. If you missed any of this week's episode, tune into www.citr.ca. Click on Schedule. You'll find Exploding Head Movies there. You can click on the little orange icon. It'll connect to iTunes or whatever you use to listen to MP3s via XML feed. iTunes probably works best, but I'm sure you have your own solution. I have Amarok at work. But you can also just use the tool. Look for Exploding Head Movies itself that way. Look for CIT Others. Fine programming that way. And also use Facebook and Twitter to look for all that wonderful stuff. Bright and early tomorrow, the nominations for the 84th Annual Academy Awards will be announced. Gavin's tipping Meryl Streep for the Iron Lady at this point to take them all. All of them. But that means that for the next 4 weeks, Exploding Head Movies is going to profile the 5 original film score nominees and the 5 original song nominees lining up and leading up to the actual Oscar presentations on February 26th. After which, on the 27th, I'm going to profile the winners and then maybe look at a score that should have been nominated but wasn't. So, as the Schifrin track fades out, we're going to listen to another cue from The Amazing Spider-Man. And then, yeah, Gavin's going to be here. So take care, Vancouver. See you in 7.
The party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's 2 licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of